Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Western concerns over Tehran's nuclear program are a big lie. Speaking on a three-day visit to Indonesia, he said it's clear their worries are a pretense as they themselves are engaged in non-peaceful nuclear activities.
Another indication of this is that in the Middle East, the West has equipped some powers and groups with nuclear weapons.
Indonesia has offered to mediate in the growing dispute between Iran and the West over its nuclear ambitions, which Tehran says are through peaceful means. The US is pushing for international action on the issue, while Britain, France and Germany are trying to entice the Islamic Republic to change its program. Ahmadinejad sent an 18-page letter to US President Bush earlier this week, a move analysts say may buy Tehran more time. The Iranian leader's visit to Indonesia follows trips by British Prime Minister Tony Blair and US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Both the UK and US see Jakarta, with its moderate Muslim majority, as a bridge between the West and the rest of the Islamic world. Michelle Khalal-Al-Houri, Reuters.
Some of the 165,000 Palestinian government workers unpaid since March strike in protest. Plans by major international donors to unfreeze aid as long as it's not channeled through the Palestinian Authority now offer some hope.
Please stop the hunger and the circumstances which we are facing now.
Aid was halted when Hamas won control of the government. Donors urged the militant group to renounce violence and recognize Israel. Hamas welcomed the prospect of cash again, but was critical of the scheme to sideline the Palestinian Authority.
The legal channel is the Palestinian Authority, whether the presidency or the governments.
But an even more urgent crisis now faces the Palestinians. The Israeli firm that supplies their fuel has stopped petrol and cooking gas because it hasn't been paid either. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
A quartet of Middle East peace brokers have agreed on a way to channel aid to the Palestinians for a trial period to ease a financial squeeze on the new government following the election of Hamas. A Middle East analyst is confident the international community can avoid the complete collapse of the Palestinian Authority without funding Hamas.
The international community says to Hamas, here are the principles. If you accept them, great. Yes, there's some skepticism that they might. This is the raison d'etre, I think, is to destroy Israel. I know people close to Hamas who are very skeptical of this argument that they're going to moderate in power. They believe in their religious ideology. And I think the international community believes in its ideology, which is a two-state solution, coexistence. So, it could be a hot summer.
The quartet's move comes after the World Bank warned that the Palestinian Authority could face a breakdown in law and order and basic services unless foreign donors step in to pay for 165,000 civil servants. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
Where did we come from and how did we get here? Scientists from the Genographic Project hope to answer these age-old questions over the next 5 years. During that time, they'll be collecting DNA samples from some of the world's remotest corners in the hope of shedding new light on evolution. They'll use genetic markers to follow the human journey from Africa, where it all began, to the global population of today. The project's director, Dr. Spencer Wells, believes the indigenous people from Chad carry clues in their DNA to the origins of mankind.
But we actually do have this closing window of opportunity. We suddenly have the technology to allow us to study this, but the populations who give us the story are being lost.
Wells says genetic evidence shows all humans are descended from one African ancestor who lived 60,000 years ago. But as populations mix, genetic clues are being scrambled. The team hopes to find out how we developed from a few thousand hunter-gatherers in sub-Saharan Africa to more than 6 billion around the world before those secrets are lost forever. Michelle Kalal-Al-Khoury, Reuters.
China's annual flood season is back with a vengeance. Days of torrential rain have triggered floods along the southern reaches of the Yangtze River. Last year, hundreds of people died when a flood swept southern China. Weather experts now fear an equally bleak summer, amid forecasts for heavy floods between June and August. In Hunan province, more than 1 million people have already been affected, with vast swathes of farmland ruined and thousands of homes destroyed. It's a very different story in northern China, where provinces are grappling with the worst drought in decades. Scientists in Hebei province are taking direct action by spraying rain-inducing silver iodide into the clouds.
Hebei province started the rainmaking project in 1990. According to our analysis, it works pretty well.
Farmers on the ground say the amount of artificial rain created is far too little. Instead, they're calling for much wider drought relief measures to deal with the crisis. Darcy Lambton, Reuters.
Join a gym or try out a new diet when their weight gets out of control. Taking action for American Steve Vaught involved nothing so prosaic. He decided to walk 3,000 miles across the U.S.
By the time I reached 40, it was just to the point where I felt I was out of control. And this walk is basically taking that control back.
Vaught weighed over 400 pounds when he started his cross-country trek. As he neared the end of his journey, he'd lost 110 pounds. He's also gained some important wisdom along the way.
This has become more of a sort of spiritual journey, more of a journey of reckoning, you know, growing up even.
Vaught's reckoning has cost him multiple stress fractures, countless blisters, and 15 pairs of shoes. Michelle Kalal-Al-Khoury, Reuters.
Nicole Kidman says she still carries a flame for her ex-husband, Tom Cruise. The 38-year-old Oscar winner tells Ladies Home Journal magazine that her divorce from Cruise back in 2001 was a major shock, and in fact, she still loves him. The actress who was last seen in the big screen version of Bewitched has a number of films slated for release this year. Britney Spears was in New York to celebrate the success of her top-selling perfumes. The 24-year-old pop star, who's rumored to be pregnant, avoided any questions regarding her personal life, specifically whether she is or isn't expecting her second child. Filmmaker Ron Howard, the director of the upcoming religious thriller The Da Vinci Code, says he sees no need for a disclaimer, labeling the film a work of fiction, provoking a review from the Catholic group Opus Dei. The film, which opens May 19, stars Tom Hanks as a Harvard scholar who investigates a murder mystery entwined in the works of Leonardo da Vinci and a supposed alternate history of Christianity. Lastly, David Hasselhoff's hit 1980s TV series Knight Rider is heading to the big screen. No word yet on whether Hasselhoff, who also starred in the series Baywatch, will have a cameo. In Los Angeles, I'm John Russell for Reuters.
Passers-by in Berlin in need of a restroom can now treat themselves to the latest in high-tech toilet cleanliness in the centre of the German capital. An elegant mix of stainless steel, frosted glass and warm colours creates an atmosphere reminiscent of a nightclub entrance or hotel lobby. The 10 cubicles cost nearly $1 million to build, but most people think they're worth it.
Toilets in Germany are generally clean. I come from Norway, where toilets are generally dirty, and they also cost 50 cents. So the toilet industry in Germany is very good, and it's possible this could become an export article.
The inventor of these high-tech portable toilets wants to expand the business and export them all over the world. He's apparently in talks with the Mayor of London, a city notoriously lacking in public services. The company doesn't charge cities to use the toilets as they make money from the advertising space on the outside. Renee Bunny, Reuters.